Crayola, Listening 1. In 1903, Crayola introduced their first wax crayons. The company's original name was Binney and Smith, but it was changed to its current name in 2007. Their first box of crayons had 8 different colors, but over the next 50 years or so, Crayola added a lot more, and by 1958, they were selling boxes with 64 colors. In 1984, they were bought by the famous greeting card company, Hallmark Cards, and 3 years later, Crayola diversified their product line by adding coloring pencils and washable markers. The Crayola family also includes Silly Putty, a popular children's toy which the company purchased the rights to in 1977. Silly Putty is a unique rubbery material. In 2016, Crayola said they manufacture something like 3 billion crayons every year. Crayola, Listening 2. Some smells stand out more than others, and it turns out crayons have quite a distinctive odor. According to Crayola's website in 2016, participants in a study were given 80 different smells and asked to name them, and crayons came in 18th on the list. In other words, a lot of people know a crayon when they smell one. Also on the list were coffee, number 1, chocolate, number 4, and beer, number 10. In 2019, the company had 5 locations in the U.S. called Crayola Experience, featuring Crayola-related activities. For example, at their Pennsylvania facility, they have an extremely large crayon called Big Blue. Crayola explains they made it by using 123,000 blue crayons that were donated. Big Blue weighs nearly 700 kilograms. In their long history, Crayola has come up with many interesting names for their crayons, and a few of them are Wild Watermelon, Inchworm, Unmellow Yellow, and Tumbleweed.